Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Okay, so we've got some football. The players have agreed. Let's talk about what is going to happen next.
Within the next 24 hours, the Colts will probably reach a deal with Peyton Manning. Although there's been indication, the story I'm most interested in talking about, Brett Favre is coming back once again.
He's going to be the backup for Brett Favre. Josh, can you hear me a little bit? I mean, Brett Favre will be the backup for himself. That's always been the case. He's going to be the backup for Michael Vick out at the Philadelphia Eagles. Can you hear me a little bit better now, Joshua?
Yes, that's a lot better. And if I'm the Colts, I'm saying wait just a minute here. I know Tom's a big Curtis Painter fan, but with Manny being injured right now,
I'm not a big Curtis Painter fan. I've never said that I'm a big Curtis Painter fan. What I have said is it doesn't make sense to go out there and get another quarterback at the moment, and that if we're going to do that, it needs to be someone in the long term that's going to take the place of Peyton Manning. We don't know who that is right now. I'm saying Curtis Painter's had a few years in the system. It makes sense to keep him where he's at.
Don't rule out Brett Favre, though. I'm just saying, don't rule out Brett Favre wearing blue and white next year.
I'm ruling out Brett Favre wearing blue and white. Well, anyway, guys, this is the wrap-up. We'll save that for the show, Josh. Let's get into the wrap-up. What has happened in the last 24 hours? The players have agreed to the deal. They voted on the deal. Now what we talk about is some free agency stuff that's coming up. Let's talk about some for sure things. We've got Peyton Manning, Marvin Bullock, Joseph Addai, and Adam Vinatieri. I don't think they all could come back. Who do we bring back, Josh?
Out of those four, Peyton Manning and Joseph Addai, the other two are as good as gone.
Okay, so we bring back Peyton Manning, Joseph Addai, and Marvin Bullock, you're saying?
Yeah, we will not bring back Melvin Bullock. I'm sorry to all the Colts fans who like him. There's too many good safeties available to throw money away on Melvin Bullock.
Okay, who do we go after then?
I would say we go after Eric Weddle of the Chargers or Quentin Michael, who was in Philadelphia last year.
Okay. Well, I'll have to do some research on that. Now, Josh, okay, what else is going on? Let's talk a little bit. Let's wrap up the other sports, and we'll come back to the NFL.
It appears the Red Sox are working on a deal to acquire Carlos Beltran and also working on a deal to acquire Felix Hernandez from the Mariners.
Okay. So, now that's all before the up and coming trade deadline with the MLB. So, what are some of the other trade rumors that we can expect here with the MLB?
The Cardinals were working on a deal with the Tampa Bay Rays, but apparently the Tampa Bay Rays hung up on the Cardinals and told them when they want to act like they're serious to give them a call back. So I don't see anything happening there. There's not too many other big news, but tonight at 7 o'clock, you would never guess who's playing on ESPN on Monday Night Baseball. If I already told you this beginning of the season, you would have called me a liar.
Who's that?
Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates are on Monday Night Baseball.
Well, there you go. And the Pittsburgh Pirates have certainly earned their right to play on Monday Night Baseball. They've certainly, and you're right, at the beginning of the year, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates playing on Monday Night Baseball. Okay, so we've got the lockout is done. Okay, guys, we've got some football. So that we're ready to start talking about some football here coming up. We've got the We've got the MLB trade rumors coming up. And, guys, this is a huge, huge racing week here in Indianapolis. So we're going to be doing a lot of racing talk on the show this week. And we are still trying to work out the time, but we might be moving our two-hour show to a different time just because of obligations with Lucas Oil Raceway, because we will not be able to do our show down there. Okay, so basically – the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and the NFLPA have come to an agreement. The lockout is done and over with. Now what we've got to do is start looking at some things that are going to happen this season. First of all, let's talk about Brett Favre. We talked about him at the very beginning of the year. Looks like he is going to come back, although Brett Favre's agent still says that it's a very, very speculative and could be just a rumor. Yet again, we know how that goes with Brett Favre when these rumors start going. They usually got some legs on them and usually have some validity. So the rumor is that 41-year-old Favre, now sound like the Falcons, the 41-year-old Brett Favre has insisted that he's done playing football. But the rumor is that he's going to be coming back to the NFL to back up Michael Vick at the Philadelphia Eagles. Is that just a rumor, Josh, or do you think that that's more than speculation, that that's the
real
deal?
I don't know if it's a rumor or not, but if I'm Roger Goodell, I do something that Paley Brett Favre is not smart enough to do for himself. Because he's not
and
smart enough
that?
To walk away. If I'm the commissioner, I tell Brett Favre, you're no longer welcome in my league. You can stay retired.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, it goes back to private businesses, and private businesses should be able to hire whoever they want to hire, as long as he's not broken any rules, laws, or regulations, which he has not. Why would Roger Goodell tell Brett Favre he couldn't come back to play football if he's willing and able and someone's willing and able to pay him the money that he wants to play?
He's 41 years old. He's beat up. If he comes back out of retirement, he's gets killed or paralyzed, it's going to make Roger Goodell look horrible. If I'm
now,
Goodell,
again,
I'm not willing to risk that.
Why is this going to make Roger Goodell look horrible? If Brett Favre comes back and does anything wrong, why is this – why it's not like – see, where you're different at there is if Michael Vick came back and then went out there and started dogfighting again. Where it makes Roger Goodell look bad is Pac-Man Jones. How does Brett Favre coming back to the NFL make Roger Goodell look bad?
I just think if he gets started, it'll make the commissioner look bad, especially seeing how Brett Favre cannot unretire without the commissioner signing a paper reinstating him to the National Football League.
So basically what you're saying is that the National Football League would look bad by reinstating Brett Favre. Hello, Josh? Okay, it appears that we have lost Josh. Josh, are you with us? Okay, well, we have lost Josh. We'll try to get him back on the line here. Again, guys, what we're doing is we're wrapping up the latest news in the NFL. The NFL has come off of its lockout. It is time to get some football together. It is time to play some football. So let's get some stuff going here. And, of course, one of the things that we've got to look at is quite simply we've got to look at who's going to play, the free agency, and so forth. And one of the things that are going on right now is obviously we were just talking with Josh, and Josh, hopefully you'll give us a call back here in just a few minutes. But is Brett Favre? Is Brett Favre going to be back? Is he not going to be back? We want to make sure that we hear your thoughts. Make sure you go to our website, www.thebalanceonline.com, or follow us on Twitter under TBalance. And follow us on T-Balance, and we keep you up to date on just about everything that's going on. Now, the NFL lockout is over, like I said, but that doesn't mean that the Tennessee Titans running back Chris Johnson will report to training camp. In fact, it looks like he's going to be a holdout. Like I said, he's a Pro Bowl selection in each of his three NFL seasons, which will get a single-season record with 2,509 yards from a scrimmage in 2009. Johnson may not be able to pay for $800,000 base salary this season. He's clearly outplayed his rookie contract. So let's see what happens with Chris Johnson and the with the Tennessee Titans. That's just the rumor that he is going to hold out there. So we'll wait and see how that goes. Again, we're trying to get Josh back on the line with us, and hopefully that we can get him back on the line here very soon. Again, this is the wrap up, guys. We are ready for some football. Keep in mind that we've got the balanced fantasy football coming up. So this year, so you want to make sure you want to jump online with that. Give us an email, and we'll get you set up right with that. So again, the lockout is over. Okay, we're coming up on the MLB trade deadline. So the lockout is over. And if you'll pardon me, guys, I'm multitasking here. So that's one of the things. Of course, who does the Colts keep? Do they keep Peyton Manning? Of course, yes, absolutely, guys. Peyton Manning will be back. I think so. Do we bring back Adam Vinatieri? I don't know. Do we bring back Marvin Bullock? Absolutely. Those are just some of the people that the Colts need to bring back with them, because, you know, I am very – if I was Ursay and if I was the Colts okay, well, we'll get with Josh here in just a few minutes. Okay, who steps into that secondary safety position? I am really, really worried about who the Indianapolis Colts will who they'll cut. And you know, we want to hear your thoughts. Give us a thought, your thoughts on www.theballanceonline.com, or you can send us an email on tbalance@ymail.com. So again, this is the wrap up. Not a lot going on right now except for a couple things. We've got the Brickyard coming to town here in Indianapolis. So another great thing that's coming up is the last of the NASCAR showing out at Lucas Oil Raceway, which is formerly ORP, O'Reilly Raceway Park. Now, NASCAR kind of pulled the rug out from underneath ORP or IR or Lucas Oil. I am so sorry with Lucas Oil. They really pulled the rug out from underneath them, and basically Forrest Lucas is saying, hey, you know, I feel cheated here. I feel like that you guys took the NASCAR series away, left the truck series, basically saying, you know, hey, we're leaving you the truck series. And really, in no uncertain terms, you know, Forrest Lucas is saying, hey, you guys need to just take your truck series and put it where the sun don't shine. And I'm just putting that nicely. So that kind of is what's going on there. So, you know, there's some of the thoughts, but who do the Colts bring back? Who's the rest of the players? Is Reggie Bush going to be somewhere else this year? I mean, obviously, one would think that he's not going to be with the Saints. So, you know, those are all some of the things that we've got going on. Guys, I hate to cut this short, but we're going to have to cut this short with the wrap-up. We are going to try to get Statman Steve on here in just a few minutes. So if you want to log back on here in a few minutes, and we'll try to get Statman Steve on the air with us. And, again, this is the wrap-up. We do this every weekday from 6 to 6:30. And then we're going to try to get Statman Steve on here in just a few minutes so that we can break down some racing for the next half hour. Guys, this is The Balance on Blog Talk Radio, and make sure that you join us for our two-hour show beginning at 6 o'clock Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday.